Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and this is Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. This is a wonderful day. This is the day that God has created for us. He created this day. He created it for me. He created it for you. Yes, this is the day he has created for all of us to enjoy. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on, no matter what the enemy is sending us, remember the fiery dots, they will come. The fiery dots, they will come. But they will not succeed. They will not succeed. Yes, remember that. And we have the power. We have been given the authority that we can speak to those darts right now in the name of Jesus. And we command them to cease in Jesus' holy name. The assignment that they have been given, it is destroyed now in Jesus' name. Because he has given us the authority that we can do that. Yes. The God that I'm talking about, he has given us the authority that we can touch and agree that the fiery darts will not succeed at whatever task they have been given. It has been canceled now in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, Master, for this day, thanking you for the opportunity that you give us, thanking you, God, for the first chance, the second chance, and the third chance that you keep giving us. We thank you, God, for longevity, God. We thank you, God, for continuous love. We thank you, God, for continuous mercy. Oh, God, we are just grateful today. We are grateful, God, because your mercies, they are new every morning. They are new. Oh, God, they are new. They're fresh. They're blessings that we haven't seen before. We know that the blessings are on their way, even though sometimes we may not understand. But we know that you're working it out on our behalf. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God, because he went to the cross for us. If it not, had it not been for him, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be able to stand and proclaim his holy word. We would not. We would have been lost, oh God. So we thank Jesus. We thank him for that agonizing pain and suffering that he endured on the cross for us. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because if it had not been for him, where would we be? We'd be lost. Mm-hmm. Many of us was on a road, a wide, broad road, with a bit, lot of partying, a lot of going out, a lot of hanging out. We were on that road, and we were happy being on that road. But God saw fit that he knew we needed to get off that road and learn how to walk the straight and narrow, the narrow path to righteousness, the narrow path to being delivered and set free, the narrow path. Glory to God. Where we could learn how to stand up and proclaim his word, where we could teach children, where we could teach boys and girls about the reality and serving a true and a living God. He knew we needed to get off of that road. And we thank him right now for allowing us to get off of the road and to get into the place of redemption. Hallelujah. We have been redeemed. We have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Yes. The blood has cleaned us. The blood has washed us. Yes, the blood. The redeeming power that lays in the blood of Jesus. We thank him. We thank him for his many blessings that he continues to show us. The blessings that we see and the blessings that we don't see, we know he is working it out for us. And we humbly thank him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. He's our Alpha, he's our Omega, he's our beginning, and he's the end for us. We thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, we thank you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And we say amen, amen, amen. We say amen all around the world, all around into Japan and South Korea, into Canada. We know that you're listening, and we thank God for you. Yes. Yes, Japan, where the former prime minister was gunned down. Oh, we lift up that country right now in the name of Jesus. The pain, the hurt. Oh, yes, God. Yes. We lift it up right now to you, oh, God. We know that only you can heal. Only you can heal us, oh, God. And we ask, oh, God, that you heal this nation. Heal us, oh, God. We stand in need of healing. We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you said that we can come and we can act. And we believe that you heard us, oh God. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. And we say amen, amen, amen. Yes, what a mighty God. Get rid of all the bitterness, the rage, and the anger, the brawling, the slander, along with every form of malice. Get rid of it. Ephesians 4 and 31. Get rid of it. Walk away. Let it know it's no longer in your DNA. Get rid of it. Many of us see hate. We have seen it growing up, just like a child. We have seen hate. We have seen it. Years and years and generations, you could pick up books and read. Hate is in those lines, and then it's in the black and white. Hate is some form of hate has been here for a very long time, very long time. It didn't just come, even though many times we'd be sitting there and we'd be wondering why they like acting like that. When that started, they just start acting. No, they didn't just start acting like that. It's been going on. Hate, a very intense word, full of passionate dislikes. Hate. Hate is when you loathe to blow up. You desire to just blow up a school. When you desire to just blow up a church. When you just desire to blow up people. Hate. So I thought it was necessary to show the origins of hate. So we see it. We see it. Only in this generation. We see it. Quite naturally, we didn't know too much about the previous generations unless we read books, unless our folk parents told us what had happened. Because we weren't here. We weren't there. Yes. We will go back to the beginning, a time when we weren't even born, a time when Satan, when Lucifer, the spirit of darkness, the prince of darkness, the prince of darkness, he was an angel. Yeah, think about that. Think about that. He was an angel. And most of the time we know when we say angels, they're what? They're spiritual beings, and they're usually in high places. They're not usually walking around like we are, right? But now I know we see angels as loving. That's what we say. We see them as loving and caring and concerning for people, the people of God. Yeah. Well, let's look at this. Look a little closer. Satan was not created. He wasn't created as the devil. He was created as Lucifer, who had a good and perfect purpose before he fell. Now, he had a purpose. He was an angel. Yeah. Beautiful. Worked closely with God. Can you imagine that? Think about that. Some of our jobs and some of the businesses, we work closely with these people. Very close. Closely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, and we're going to go at verses 12 through 19. This is where we're going. It starts off saying, you were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Now, let me just go back to this, what's happening here. Ezekiel is giving an account of how Lucifer really was. And you know, when the prophets are talking to us, they're being inspired by God. God is inspiring them as to what to say or what actually took place. And they say it to us. This is how we hear what Ezekiel is saying. Yeah. Well, this is him. And he's talking about the perfection that Lucifer had. Verse 13 says, before the changes, verse 13 says, you were in Eden, the garden of God. Ever precious stone adored you. Oh, wow. Can you imagine that? Think about that. Lucifer was in the garden of Eden. And the precious stones that were all assembled all around, they were so precious. They all knew him, and they adored him. Wow, look at this. Everyone was not permitted to go into the Garden of Eden. Let's be clear with that. Everyone wasn't permitted. This could have been why it was so easy. This is my study, where my brain usually go. And you could bookmark this if you like. I was saying when I heard this, when I read this scripture, I said, wow, so he was in the garden? He was actually in the Garden of Eden? So think about that. Lucifer was an angel, so he was already in the garden. So that meant he was there before Adam was even there yet. So that meant he was even there before Eve. Come on now, think about it. Stay with me with this. And I was saying, so it's possible that he was already there. And he did speak to Eve. Just like many scholars may have wondered, how did he get in there? Well, here we are, right here. And it's telling us, Ezekiel, he's there. Verse 14 says, you were anointed as a guardian cherubim. For so, he said, I ordain you. Now, let's be clear. When you have an ordination is a special time. An ordination is for God's chosen people. God has to handpick for you to be ordained. Because when you're ordained, you are special. You have been anointed for a task. Now, here we see in verse 14, look, he was ordained. Glory to God. He was ordained. Lucifer. And I know we say, wow, Lucifer, the Lucifer we know. Yes. Everything God created, and I always did say that to us, everything God made, it was good. Glory to God. Verse 15 says, you were blameless in your words from the day you were created. Listen to that. He was blameless. So that means there was no sin in him. Come on now. Huh? No sin. Lucifer. Yeah. The Lucifer that we know and we hear and we study about, there was no sin in him. Wow. And you'd say, think about it. A lot of times we're around folks that were sinless. It hadn't touched their lives. They were just what we consider to be pure and free of sin. Yeah, think about that. So he says here, you were created. You were created. You were blameless. There was no sin until wickedness was found in you. Evil showed up. It knocked on his door, and he opened it up, and he sat down. Did you hear what I said? He sat down in the house of God. Think about that. Wickedness creeped in and overtook him. It said, remember last week when we were talking, we talked about King Uzziah, and we wanted to know why was Isaiah stating that when King Uzziah died, that was when he saw the Lord. He had never seen him before. So what we learned, a door had to have been closed. And King Uzziah was the one who closed the door. And the door was closed because he stopped having a relationship with God. Think about that. Yeah, so 16 says, through your widespread trade, you filled with violence, and you sinned. And he says here, so I drove you in disgrace before the mount of God, and I expelled you, cherubim, from among the fiery stones, the stones that were so precious, the stones that were so adorable, the stones that were so lovable, the stones that were so holy. Lucifer was thrown out. Think about that. So some nouns associated with hate are disgusted, dislike, distaste, ill will, you've heard that, bitterness, hostility, contempt, enrage. These are all, well, not all of them, but these are some of the nouns associated with hate. And we see that. We see it today. We see it. Lucifer was not satisfied with his position. He wasn't satisfied with his position. He wasn't satisfied with working hand in hand with God, next really being a one-on-one. He wasn't satisfied with just being special and knowing that he can call God and God was right there at his fingertip. Think about that. Right there at your armlet, but you're not satisfied. You're not satisfied. Mm-mm. He wasn't satisfied with his position that God had given him. God's favorite angel, Lucifer, wanted to what? He wanted to be God. He had got what? What we say, the big head. He had got the big head. So he wanted to be God. Think about that. Think about it. He wanted to be the God, and he didn't want God to be God. Yeah. So what it said here to me, what it sounded like to me, Lucifer wanted to cause a coup. And we know about the scoop, the coup. We're dealing with that right now in our Congress. When we were saying that our former president was trying to start a scoop, a coup, C-O-U-P, is a government that would overthrow one government.
Yes, because you didn't like this government. Well, you wanted to be continually over the government, so you started this group to overthrow one government. And so here we see Lucifer wanted to overthrow the kingdom of God. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. Verse 17 says, your heart became proud on account of your beauty, and you were corrupt with your wisdom because of your splendor. You were beautiful. You were wise. You were smart. Huh? Yeah. You had everything going on for you, but that wasn't enough. You wanted to be God. So you wanted to come out of your lane, the lane that has been given to you. You didn't want to stay in that one. You wanted to go into someone else's lane and do their job. Yeah, look at this. The proud look. The proud look. Here we go. This is an attitude that God hates. Proverbs 6 and 17 talks to us about the look of proud. This proud spirit that makes you overestimate yourself and underestimate other people. You're the only one that's capable. You're the only one that's qualified. Everybody else can't do anything. Only you can do the job. So here we see, he says, so I threw you to the earth, and I made a spectacle of you before kings. This is what our Lord and Savior is saying to us. God has to, he has the ability to get rid of Lucifer. He loved him, but when you're just the opposite, on the opposite side of God, then you become the enemy of God, Hate is nothing new. It just didn't suddenly appear on the earth. It has been here more than 2,000 years. Remember, the world that Noah left? Remember Noah when he built the boat? He left a world. When he told the folks to get in the boat and they didn't want to get in, there was a world that Noah was leaving, and that world had hate. It was already there. Hate. Think about that. See, hate is still riding, though. Hate is still riding side by side with love. But now it can't keep up with love. It can't keep up with love. Remember 1 John 4 and 18. And it says, God is love. Anyone who does not love does not know God. For God is what? He is love. And many times we see that. We see folks that don't know God. They don't know anything about him. So they don't know how to love. Why? Because they have never received that special love that only God has for us. Yeah, think about it. Let's look closely. We got a couple more minutes. We're going to go right to Genesis chapter 4, and I'm going to just try to paraphrase this a little quick. But here we see hate. It did travel. It traveled a little further, only in a short distance, and we see that hate went right over here to Adam and to Eve, and it went into their house, and it got into their son. We had Cain and Abel. Look at Cain and Abel. Hate. Why? Over what? An offering? Because you had an offering that you presented to God better than I did? Something that makes no sense? But what we want you to understand is in this story of Cain and Abel, hate went into another level. See, hate may have started out with all those different nouns, but now we see hate has gone into a verb, and the verb is murder, because Cain has taken time to kill his brother Abel over the gift that he has presented to God. Think about that. Think about this. A gift that you giving God, you may have been blessed in an area that you can give God that gift. I may not have that blessing, so why should I be angry with you because you were blessed? Come on now. Think of this. We see it today. This is something we see today. That's why many times in churches, the contributions are usually kept in private. And in some cases, when they publicize the contributions, it may cause some type of odd conflicts. Yeah. And usually the distributions, the offerings are concealed. It's not discussed. Because everybody is not going to receive the blessings of others. It's just not going to happen. But this is a situation here in Genesis chapter 4 where Cain and Abel were brothers. Yeah. Even God had to ask Cain why he was so angry. See, anger comes first before murder. Mm-hmm. See, you have that hate going on. That hate is there, but then that hate draws you right into anger. And then from that anger, you go into murder. You go into something that you will resent for the rest of your life. Or at all, you may not resent doing it. Yeah. They have a lot of things that we have witnessed today. People have done, and they don't take full responsibility for their actions. But here we see in this lesson, God wanted to know from Cain, why was he angry? What was that all about? Because why would you be angry for an offering that your brother gave me and you didn't give me that, but he did? So what is it to you? Yeah. Hate. This is where we at today. Hate. Hate. Less hate is healthier for our bodies. Less hate could help us live longer. Kindness and love will make us feel and look good. Showing love and kindness can lead to a successful lifestyle. Showing kindness, showing love to one another, being concerned to one another. Think about that. Hate, it may come, but we don't have to allow it to stay. We have the ability, we have the authority that has been given to all of us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to tell hate that it has no place in our lives. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today, God, thanking you for this word, God. Thanking you, God, for the revelations that you have given us, God. Thanking you, God, for allowing us to know that we have victory over hate, that we don't have to entertain hate. We don't have to hold hate in our hearts. Oh, God, we ask you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to reveal it to us, to show us what we must do as believers in Christ so we can have victory because it's in you. And we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and, of course, on Saturday and Sunday evenings with God's Favorite Ministry, Minister George, and with Sister Sadie on Saturday. We just thank the Lord because he is good, and he's good all the time. Yes. Remember, we don't have to entertain hate. We can stand up and show love. We can stand up and show love, the love of Christ. The love of Christ is what we have. Use it and stand up for Jesus. Yeah, stand up. Amen. Amen.